On my 17th birthday, my father took me out on a fishing trip, just like the one he brought my mother on when she disappeared. Finally, vengeance after 7 grueling years. Or so I thought. He was the first one to mention that he had killed her, the first one to have reacted as he hoisted me into the air by my neck. The perceptive bastard noticed the missing knife in the kitchen drawer, though he hadn't said anything until we were far out at sea. Fishing the knife out from the holster under my skirt, he tossed it into the sea. "You know, Anya, my dear daughter, if you're going to kill someone, you shouldn't make the intent so apparent. You're just as dumb as your mother. Only her knack was being a cheating whore, not a failed murderer." He spat with fire. I was momentarily knocked unconscious, shocked back to the world of the living by a splash of water. "He wouldn't want you to be asleep for the best part, right?" He peered over the boat into the depths of the ocean. "You know, these waters lies fearsome predators, being tied up by chains with an anchor at the end. Well, it's not looking too good for you, is it? I think I dumped your mother around these parts. On the slim chance that you do make it past the sharks, maybe you'll see her remains at the bottom, if they haven't gotten her as well." Terror ran through me as I managed a deep breath before he threw me overboard, the anchor dragging my chained body below the surface. The sharks were everywhere, circling around me, toying with their food. I found myself praying the anchor would hasten my descent, but more than anything, I wanted to live long enough to make that bastard of a father pay. As I fell further into the darkness, a glowing light appeared above me. Somehow, its thoughts rang clear as day in my mind. I knew it was a trick of the eye, a delusion before I drowned. But being on the verge of losing my breath, having the briny ocean fill my throat, I agreed to its proposition. It was that moment I couldn't hold on any longer. The painful flood crashed throughout my body, the shock so strong I inhaled more of the ocean, setting my lungs ablaze. I felt lighter. The chains became loose enough for me to slip through. My lungs morphed, the lower half melded into a tail. The sharks that swam around me were not my enemies, though they were hungry. Then I saw her. Not a foreboding specter haunting me like it did around the house, but my actual mother. Body no different than mine. Her wish was more innocuous than mine. All she wanted was to reunite with me. Now that we were, we raced off with the sharks to catch up with my father's boat.
Children of the Night here, and I just wanted to say thank you for either watching today's video on YouTube or listening to it on Spotify or all those other places in podcast form. And just know that if you're watching this on YouTube, just know it is available in podcast form on stuff like Spotify. And if you're watching this on Spotify, just know that it is also available on YouTube. If you are also interested in supporting me more than you already are by watching here today, just know that I am on Patreon at patreon.com/childrenofthenight, or you can just use the nifty link in the description. There you can get access to polls that dictate what I narrate here next. You can also get early access to the narrations and so much more. Any support there is greatly appreciated. And also, you know what to do. if you're listening on YouTube, that is, like, comment, subscribe, and do all that other fun stuff that YouTubers tell you to do. Other than that, be sure to follow my social medias. That's all linked in the description as well. But other than that, I want to say thank you for listening, and good night and sweet dreams to all my fellow children of the night.